Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Galvey-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at galvey.org.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Now here's the latest on fake meat. The global cultivated meat sector lost a major player with the closing of the Dutch-based cultivated meat startup company called Meatable. Now founded in 2018, the company used a specific strain of stem cells as it sought to produce pork sausages and dumplings through a system that sped up the conversion of stem cells into fat and muscle. Doesn't that just sound delectable? Meatable had aimed to become a raw material supplier or vendor to a meat company. Now, Meatable was unable to raise additional funding. Meatable's closure follows the recent demise of Believer Meats and a shift in growth prospects for similar companies like Good Meat and Upside Foods. As of late 2025, Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, and Texas have passed laws banning or restricting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of cultivated meat, with bans varying in scope and duration, though some are temporary and face legal challenges. Although the announcement from the company spoke to, quote, unforeseeable risks and uncertainties and difficult decisions, MeatingPlace.com's coverage over the years featured critical voices that correctly anticipated the fates of Believer, Meatable, and others. I think it has become painfully obvious to these companies that no one wants to eat lab-grown fake meat, period. Now make sure you join us this weekend for Ranching New Year's Resolutions. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.